the sun and his brother, the wind, and his sister, the moon, went out to dinner together to a fancy restaurant. Their mother was a star, and she stayed home. Well, they had a wonderful time. They ordered all the specialties of the house, the appetizers, the salads, the soup, the entrees, and every dish was more delicious than the one before. Now, the sun and the wind, they ate with gusto. They finished everything that was set in front of them. But the moon took a little portion, a little morsel from every dish, and tucked it up under her long crescent fingernails. Well, their friends arrived, they ordered more food, they ate and they drank and they danced and they laughed. But eventually the evening came to an end, and they made their way back across the universe home, where they found their mother waiting up for them. "Oh, children," said the star, "did you have a good time? Oh, tell me all about it." And so they described for her every dish, what it looked like, what it tasted like. And she said, "Oh, children, it sounds so good. Did you bring some for me to try?" Well, it was the son who spoke first. He said, "Mother, I went out tonight with my brother and my sister and our friends to have a good time together. We didn't go out to get you takeout. You know, Mother, it's not always about you." And the wind said, "Mom, I would have brought you something if I'd known you wanted me to, but geez, you gotta tell me these things. You know, I can't read your mind." The moon said nothing. She walked to the cupboard and took out a platter and set it down in front of her mother. And then she shook her hands over the plate. And little bits of everything that they had had for dinner that night fell onto the plate, and the star was able to sample the entire meal. And when she was through eating, she stood up and she spoke to her children. She said, "Son, you went out to have a good time with your siblings and your friends. And not once all evening did you think of your poor mother at home alone? I put a curse on you. You will always be hot. You will burn people's skin. You will make them sweat. Your rays will beat down on the earth. And at high noon, people will take shelter in their homes just to get away from you. And wind, you have to be reminded to be nice to your mother? I put a curse on you. You too will be hot, hot and dry. In the summer season when you blow, you will bring the drought. You will chap people's skin. You'll throw dust in their eyes, and they'll hide in their houses and close the shutters just to get away from you. But moon, oh moon, my daughter, you remembered your poor old mother. And you, I give my blessing. You will always be cool and serene and as lovely forever as you are tonight." Well, so it is. The sun is hot and burning. The wind is hot and parching. But the moon is cool. And we come out of our homes at night just to stand in her tranquil light and to look up and admire her lovely face.